see today is that we have something to celebrate. Because at the moment, for the moment, a judge has struck down the Muslim ban.
Yes.
And all of you here, everyone who was down at the town hall on Monday night, all of the people around the world who came out to protest against the Muslim ban, that's part of the pressure that America, that Trump is feeling at the moment. He's hearing, as the sign down in front of me says, refugees are welcome!
Yeah!
Now, I've had a lot of people arguing with me on Twitter in the last week. I always have a lot of people arguing with me on Twitter. But they're saying, oh, it's not a Muslim ban. Well, I'm going to quote a Republican called Rudy Giuliani. And he's on record as saying, Trump went to him and said, how do we do a Muslim ban? And Rudy Giuliani came up with this. So let's be very clear about this. What's been brought in is a Muslim ban, and we're going to resist that racism, that discrimination. Woo! But of course, we're focusing on Trump, and there are some great signs here. One of the things that I think is great about Monday night and today is a lot of people have come out for their first ever demonstration. So if you're here in your first demonstration, put your hand up. Give them a cheer, everybody.
Yes.
And what we've got here, I see down the sign, scientists against Trump. Let's give them a cheer. Yes. And somewhere up the back, we've got philosophers against Trump. Give them a cheer. On Trump, but some of your signs, as they say, show very clearly that we're also focusing very much on Theresa May walking hand in hand with Donald Trump. And I think she's got a message from Britain that says that's not acceptable. She was, when she was asked about the refugee ban, the Muslim ban, and we now know that she had advance notice this was coming, so she's got no excuse of not knowing what was happening. When she was asked about this, when she was in Turkey selling warplanes to a regime with a hideous human rights record, her response was no comment. Theresa May, we say to you, that's not good enough. We absolutely need to say no to the Muslim ban, no to the refugee ban. And that's what we're doing today. So, what we've got to think about now, as I was walking down here, we were talking about what comes next. Because Monday night, today, is only the start. I've got a saying that says politics should be something that you do, not have done to you. And by coming out today, you're all doing politics. We're going to have some big fights in the next days, weeks and months. We need all of you, all of your friends on board. We're going to say, let's stop Trump.
Yay!
We're going to say, let's get rid of Theresa May.
Yay!
And we're going to say, refugees, welcome here.
Yay!
Thanks very much, Natalie. I'm glad you mentioned Theresa May's record, because it is shocking. She went to see Trump. We know they discussed Trump's proposed Muslim ban. We know she didn't make any words of opposition to that. But you look at her record. As the People's Assembly national organizer said, Theresa May is a racist. She was responsible for sending vans across London telling people to go home or face arrest if they were illegal immigrants. And as Prime Minister, she supported plans for employers to make lists of foreign workers. Now she's planning shocking immigration bans for this country in our post-Brexit solutions. So let's be clear. What Trump says is spreading. And we here in Britain are affected not just by what America says, but what our own government says, and what governments across Europe are saying, and what the far right is trying to say as the alternative to what we say. We need a fairer, more equal society in which there is no discrimination, and whatever your faith or religion or the country you come from, you are treated with respect and as equality, and you are free to live here like we do as free citizens.